Surah An-Nahl, verses 101 to 110.
Tibyanan li kulli shay, and he listed the characteristics of the Quran. It is hudan, it is a rahma, it is a glad tidings. The next passage, ayah number 101 to 105 from this today's lesson, cites their objections against the Quran. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِذَا بَدَّلْنَا آيَةً مَكَانَ آيَةً. And when we change one ayah for another, by abrogating a law and replacing it with another, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يُنَزِّلُ. And Allah alone knows best the wisdom of both the first and the second revelation. Why was it like that? Why has it changed? قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُفْتَرٌ. Then they say, you are nothing but a fabricator. You are attributing speech to Allah and claiming that it is His divine word. How could abrogation ever occur in the words of Allah, they argue? Why is it changing? The truth is that you are no fabricator. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Instead, most of them are ignorant. They have no knowledge. And they are ignorant for rejecting the possibility of abrogation. There is a wisdom in why Allah changed laws. Ayah 102. Like Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala changed laws, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala changed divine texts. It was the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, and then the Quran. So change is normal. قُلْ نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ. Tell them and respond by saying, these are not my words, nor have I fabricated it. Instead, نَزَّلَهُ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ. The Holy Spirit, who is Jibreel alayhi salam, has brought it مِنْ رَبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ. He has brought it from your Lord with truth and wisdom. And the reality is that it is indeed the word of Allah. And abrogation does occur in it for valid reasons. And why has this Quran been revealed? This Quran has been revealed لِيُثَبِّتَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, so that it may strengthen those who have iman in their faith. وَهُدًا وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ, and so that it is a guidance and a glad tidings for the Muslims who submit. It is unfortunate that the disbelievers fail to submit. They shun its guidance and remain deprived of glad tidings. Ayah 103. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّمَا يُعَلِّمُهُ بَشَرٌ. And we are certainly aware that they also object to the Quran and they say, يُعَلِّمُهُ بَشَرٌ. It is merely a human being who imparts all of this to him. And by this they refer to a Christian slave living in Makkah who interacted with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they said he gets all of this content from this Christian slave. So even if they were to attribute some of its content to this Christian, what about the miraculous composition of the Quran? Where has Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acquired that from? Because لِسَانُ الَّذِي يُلْحِدُونَ إِلَيْهِ أَعْجَمِي. The language of him whom they refer to is foreign, non-Arabic. وَهَذَا لِسَانٌ عَرَبِيٌ مُبِينٌ. Whereas this Quran is chaste and pure Arabic, and it has left the most eloquent Arabs powerless to produce anything close to it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala warns them and says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Those who do not believe in the ayat of Allah, like the Meccans who were in rejection of the Quran, لَا يَهْدِيهِمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will not guide them to this straight path. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And theirs will be a painful punishment. And as for them branding you a fabricator, then إِنَّمَا يَفْتَرِي الْكَذِبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. The fabricators against Allah are actually those who do not believe in the ayat of Allah. Therefore, calling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a fabricator is so untrue. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. And it is these people who are the real liars, for they reject that the words of Allah are indeed His words. The next passage we are dealing with here, the context of that is, The punishment in store for those who disbelieve and reject Tawheed and Risala has been mentioned previously. The next passage sounds warnings to those who believe initially and then return to disbelief, a murtad. An exception is made for one who outwardly engages in an act of kufr or utters a phrase of kufr when facing a grave threat to his life, but iman rests soundly within his heart. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah 106, man kafara billahi min ba'di imanihi. As for one who disbelieves in Allah after believing in him, the exception, illa man ukriha, but with the exception of one who is forced by the disbelievers to utter a statement of kufr or to do an act of kufr, وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ, whilst his heart rests soundly in a state of iman, and he is totally averse to kufr and shirk. Outwardly he is saying or doing something like that because his life is in danger, then his case is an exception. وَلَكِمْ مَنْ شَرَحَ بِالْكُفْرِ صَدْرًا, but the one whose heart is comfortable with rejection and disbelief, and he willingly does or utters an act of kufr and shirk, فَعَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ, the wrath of Allah shall be upon them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, and those are the ones who would have a painful punishment. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُ مُسْتَحَبُّ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ, and this wrath and punishment of Allah would be upon them because they prefer the life of this world over the hereafter. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ, and because Allah does not guide such disbelievers who prefer the life of this world to the hereafter to the right path. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, ayah 108. These are the people who, due to their persistence upon kufr, طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ, Allah has placed a seal upon their hearts, their hearing and their sight. They cannot hear the truth, they cannot see it, and they cannot understand it. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ, and it is they who are totally heedless of their outcome. What is the outcome? لَا جَرَمَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, most definitely فِي الْآخِرَةِ, in the life to come, they will be the greatest of losers. After sounding warnings for kufr and irtidad, apostasy, they are being told that if they embrace iman and believe, the kufr and disbelief would be pardoned and dismissed. Ayah 110. ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا مِن بَعْدِ مَا فُتِنُوا ثُمَّ جَاهَدُوا وَصَبَرُوا, then if they who after having been in the tribulation of kufr repent and return to iman, هَاجَرُوا, and they migrate and strive in his cause waging jihad, وَصَبَرُوا, and being firm and steadfast upon Islam without ever turning back, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِن بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, your Lord would be very merciful to them. So if they embrace iman, strive in his cause and remain steadfast upon iman, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will pardon them for their previous misdeeds and admit them into the higher ranks of paradise. We will recite this passage number 14, ruku number 14 of this surah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا بدلنا آية مكان آية والله أعلم بما ينزل والله أعلم بما ينزل قالوا إنما أنت مفتر بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون قل نزله روح القدس من ربك بالحق ليثبت الذين آمنوا وهدى وبشرى للمسلمين وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّمَا يُعَلِّمُهُ بَشَرٌ لِسَانُ الَّذِي يُلْحِدُونَ إِلَيْهِ أَعْجَمِيٌّ وَهَذَا لِسَانٌ عَرَبِيٌّ مُبِينٌ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَا يَهْدِيهِمُ اللَّهُ لا يهديهم الله ولهم عذاب أليم إنما يفتري الكذب الذين لا يؤمنون بآيات الله وأولئك هم الكاذبون مَنْ كَفَرَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِهِ إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌّ بِالْإِيمَانِ ولكن من شرح بالكفر صدرا فعليهم غضب من الله ولهم عذاب عظيم ذلك بأنه مستحب الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة وأن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين أولئك الذين طبع الله على قلوبهم وسمعهم وأبصارهم وأولئك هم الغافلون لا جرم أنهم في الآخرة هم الخاسرون ثم إن ربك للذين هاجروا من بعد ما فتنوا ثم جاهدوا وصبروا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله